It's the Week 12 ESPN College Football Pick'em Contest Picks. I'm making mine. We're going to go through it. Let's jump in.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we're not going to waste any time. Let's go ahead and show you what we got. 53-47 thus far on the season. That is better than 83.1% of all different bettors. So I'm ranked number 17,000 out of hundreds of thousands of people. And hopefully you've been following along or doing better. That's what we're hoping for. All right, we're going to start off with game number one here. And the Utah Utes are going to the Colorado Buffaloes. And this one's an early game. Fox Big Noon Kick, of course. Colorado, at least as far as the ESPN line is concerned, Colorado favored by 9.5 here. So let's go ahead and jump into the numbers and see exactly what I have got it. My model has got it 12.81 in favor of Colorado here. Number based on the last 4 weeks, I've got Colorado by almost, by 18. 18.17 here. And so the score I'm looking at is probably around 28.5 to 15.5-ish. I don't know how Utah is going to score here. You look at Utah's offense, and it is just abysmal. I mean, they're not good. They are certainly not good. That is something to pay attention to. That offense just completely shut down last week without Brent Keithy, the tight end. And I don't know if he's going to play this weekend or not, but it just kind of lets you know exactly how close they are to not being able to move the ball at all. Colorado's defense has been significantly better. We'll say that. Significantly better. The Colorado offense, certainly the Utah defense has looked better against the pass. Number 26 in PPA allowed per pass. They're number 21 in yards allowed per attempt and number 8 in QBR allowed. Well, Colorado was number 47, number 23, and number 11 in those metrics. Colorado throws the ball over 62% of the time. Number 7 in the country as far as most percentage of passes thrown on offense. Colorado can't really run the ball, but they do a pretty good job of keeping Shedeur Sanders, you know, upright. So this Utah defense is really good. But at some point, the offense, I feel like, is going to put the defense in a bad situation. Colorado, I believe, is going to be able to score here. Utah is, I don't know how you get up off the mat after a loss in the Holy War like that. So we'll go back to this, and we're going to take Colorado at -9.5. We're going to trust the numbers here and feel pretty good about it. Feel pretty good about that one. All right, we carry on, and Texas is going to Arkansas. Texas, a 16.5-point favorite at ESPN, at least as far as the concert is concerned. The concert, at least as far as the contest is concerned. I've got Texas by 15.5. My number, based on the last 4 weeks, only has Texas by 5. This Arkansas offense was rolling. They have not been as of late. Talen Green makes or breaks this entire offense. Even if he plays, even if he's, you know, healthy for the entire game, this is going to be a problem because Texas's defense is really good. Number 3 in PPA allowed per pass. They're number 1 in yards per attempt. Number 1 in QBR allowed. They are number 23 in havoc rate. And Arkansas's offensive line is number 125 in havoc allowed. That's not good. On the other side, look, Texas throws the ball 60% of the time. They're number 14 in PPA per pass. They are Arkansas's defense is number 112 in predicted points added allowed per pass. Texas is going to be able to throw the ball on these guys, just period. Texas, I don't think, is going to try and run it very much. Number 125 in rush rate. They're running the ball less than 40% of the time, which makes sense because they got guys hurt and all that. But when you look at, you know, points per scoring opportunity, I mean, all these different options, I don't know how Arkansas gets a lot of points on the board. And I think that Texas can just about name their score. I know some of the Arkansas advanced analytics as of late are better. I think Texas maybe gets a little bit of revenge here for what happened to them a couple of years ago when they came down to Fayetteville. So just a thought on that. But we'll go over here, and we're going to take Texas as the favorite here. It's an early game, and, I mean, you know people in Arkansas like to hunt. So it is whatever season out there right now, as the Cover 3 guys will tell you about. All right, let me tell you right quick. If you have not already, if you like what we're doing, subscribe to the channel and do me a favor and like the video. That helps us out tremendously. Jump in the comments. I want to know what your picks are on these games, etc. And if you like these stat sheets, you can become a member at bettingcfb.com. I put the stat sheets out every single week, every Sunday. Sometimes it's Monday morning. But either way, I put out my picks early. All kinds of stuff over there. It's a fun community. bettingcfb.com, $5 a month, $50 for the year. And when the season is not going on, I'll be having some bonus podcasts, bonus content, all of my futures bets for next season, all that kind of stuff is going to be right there. So bettingcfb.com, if you would so kindly.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, carrying on. Next game on the board is the Boston College Eagles going to SMU. SMU a 16.5-point home favorite here. And again, kind of liking the favorite. Let's pull it up. My numbers got SMU by 21.92. Based on the last 4 weeks, SMU minus 24. Boston College announced today that Grayson James is going to start at quarterback. They are benching Thomas Castellanos. I don't know that I necessarily agree with that. I'm gonna take SMU. All right, their offense should be able to absolutely light up Boston College. SMU likes to run the ball 55% of the time, so much more so than they pass it. But they are way better at passing the ball. Now, passing success rate, not so much. But number 13 in PPA per pass. Number 9 in yards per attempt, number 17 in QBR. They're just really good, and that's the one thing that BC is not very good at. BC is good at defending the rush. So I imagine you see SMU slinging the ball around a little bit here. On the other side, special teams efficiency, Boston College number 131. That is 3 away from last place. I mean, it's pretty bad, pretty bad. Penalties, something to pay attention to. Kyle brought that up on the BetUS show today. Number 122 in penalties per game for SMU. Number 129 in penalty yards per game. Number 11 in penalties per game. Number 11 in penalty yards per game. So you're looking at a 40-yard difference in penalty yardage. Does that do anything for a spread? We'll see. This SMU defense... Boston College likes to run the ball almost 60% of the time. They're not great at it. Number 115 in PPA per rush. Number 78 in yards per rush. SMU is number 1 in PPA allowed per rush. Number 4 in yards allowed per rush. They are number 7 in rushing success rate. Number 12 in offensive line yards allowed. I mean, their defense is really good. Just based on efficiency alone, number 13 in 5 factors plus talent. BC is number 61. BC did get a win over Syracuse last week, but I don't see it this week. Strength of schedule, SMU is number 81, Boston College number 76. Give me SMU. SMU minus 16.5. I am heavy favorites thus far. I don't always like that, but, man, sometimes you just got to trust it. All right, next game up. The Virginia Cavaliers going to the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Notre Dame is a 23.5-point favorite in this contest here. And let's look at the numbers. I've got Notre Dame by over 30. And over the past 4 weeks, I've got Notre Dame minus 30, almost 32 points. They're number 4 in PPA margin against Virginia, who is number 101. the offense isn't really throwing the ball a ton. They're number 86 in pass rate, so they throw the ball 47.22% of the time. But they are explosive at the pass game. They're number 13 in explosiveness is Notre Dame. Number 51 for Virginia's defense in passing explosiveness allowed. But Virginia, again, number 103 in PPA allowed per pass. Notre Dame, they should be able to run the ball whenever they want. The biggest indicator as far as rushing success is offensive line yards and stuff rate. Notre Dame is number 37 in offensive line yards. Virginia, number 115. So my guess is they will get dominated on the line of scrimmage. Notre Dame is number 55 in stuff rate allowed. Virginia is number 127 in stuff rate created. So that ain't good. Notre Dame's offense should basically do what they want to. On the other side, it's 50-50 split as far as pass run for Virginia. They're number 64 in rushing success rate. They are number 102 in passing success rate. You're not going to be able to throw the ball on Notre Dame. Can you run it? Maybe some. If you can stay ahead of the chains, which you're not great at. Virginia, number 62 in standard downs PPA, number 67 in standard down success. Notre Dame is number 3 and number 13 in those metrics on defense. I don't see it. I don't see, like, Virginia isn't very good at finishing drives. They're number 107 in points per scoring opportunity. Notre Dame's defense is number 4. On the other side, Notre Dame number 6 in points per scoring opportunity. Virginia's defense is number 84. I think Notre Dame can name their score here. Right now it's at 21.5, so there's been a lot of Virginia love here. But Notre Dame, I mean, they're 16-2 against the spread in their last 18 against ACC teams. Yeah, give me Notre Dame. I'll take Notre Dame. I know it's a big number, but even still. Moving over to the Big Ten, and let's set our timer and keep this thing rolling. Penn State goes to Purdue. Penn State is a 28.5-point road favorite on this, and let's pull up our number. I got Penn State by 29.5. Based on the last 4 weeks, it's only Penn State minus 22, but I think you saw last week that if Penn State wants to hang a number, they are going to hang a number, and I think that's kind of what we're going to see here. Purdue, number 133 in PPA margin, Penn State, number 11. This Penn State defense is the thing that Purdue wants to do the most is run the ball. Now, they're pretty evenly split as far as run pass, but that's the thing that Purdue does the best. They're number 84 in PPA per rush, number 56 in yards per rush. As far as throwing the ball, number 117 in PPA per pass and number 87 in yards per attempt. Penn State, number 25 and number 11 as far as passing, and number 8, number 14 as far as rushing defense. So I don't see anything happening there. As far as the offense goes, Penn State is actually number 9 in PPA per pass. They are number 7 in yards per attempt. Purdue's defense is number 131 and number 133. So my guess is Penn State could run the ball all day if they want to. They're number 24 in yards per rush. Purdue is number 116 on defense. I think that Penn State wants to cover this number. I think that they want to put up some style points to make sure that they don't get left out of the playoff if they don't make the Big Ten title game, et cetera. Because if it comes down to one loss Penn State or one loss Indiana or whatever, I don't know that both are going to get in depending on their schedules. So we thought that we were going to get away from style points, but in this situation, Penn State's schedule is light. I think they're going to put a big number up here. We're going with another favorite. Give me Penn State minus the 28.5 on that one. All right, let me tell you right quick about GoSleeves. That's right. GoSleeves is the best kinesiology technology on the market. If you are an old man like me and your joints hurt, your elbows, your knees, your ankles, whatever, they got compression socks and compression sleeves and everything else that will make you feel better. If you've got a little boy at home that wants to wrestle all the time, and you were too old for it, but you know you got to keep doing it because you're a dad, that's what you do. Go to GoSleeves.com/WCE. You can save 15% off with the promo code WCE. So you go to the WCE thing, and it will automatically get you there. Don't forget about the BetUS College Football Show. Every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. There's a link in the description to make sure that you are subscribed there. But myself, Parker, and Kyle, we break down 18 to 20 of the game, or of the biggest games, or the most interesting games, or the games with the most value. How about this? We break down 18 to 20 games per week, and we have fun doing it. It's a lot of fun. The Q&A is the best part of that show because the chat is awesome. So, all right, carrying on, we move to the SEC, and Missouri is going to South Carolina. South Carolina currently favored by 13.5, and I believe that the reason that that number is what it is because they don't think that Brady Cook is going to play this weekend. Brady Cook, of course, the starting quarterback for Missouri. Their offense did not look good against Oklahoma last week. Missouri, I believe, scored 2 defensive touchdowns last week. That got them a win at home against Oklahoma, kept them in the playoff race, because if you look at their records, they are 7-2, and South Carolina is 6-3. This is a very, very big game. Very big game. My number on this is South Carolina minus 8.5 for the full season. But based on the last 4 weeks, I've actually got South Carolina favored by 19 points. It's a lot of points. A lot of points. So let's look at this. Missouri's defense is actually pretty legit. The South Carolina offense, it's tough to get a good read on exactly what they are, but they do have Lenore Sellers healthy now. I think they're better on offense now than they were at the beginning of the season, especially now that Sellers is healthy, like I mentioned. Number 53 PPA per pass, number 29 in yards per attempt. They're number 41 in QBR, but some of that includes when they had to play Robbie Ashford instead of Lenore Sellers because Sellers was out injured. So, on the other side, South Carolina's defense has been legit all season. I mean, they are really, really good. And if Missouri, even if they do have Brady Cook in there and he is dinged up, that's not going to be good. That's going to hurt. It's not going to work well. That defensive line for South Carolina, number 3 in havoc rate created. Now, Missouri is number 15 in havoc rate allowed. But against both of the good teams that actually have edge rushers, et cetera, they gave up sacks. They gave up a lot of pressures. Against Alabama, they got just completely demolished. Against Texas A&M, they got completely demolished. And now they got to go on the road to Columbia, South Carolina, and deal with this Gamecocks defense that does not sound like it's going to go well. So let's take a look, and I'm going to go with South Carolina. We're going another favorite. Yeah, y'all know that this is probably going to backfire on me, but I don't think a dinged up Brady Cook or a Drew Pine is going to be able to do very much against the South Carolina defense. I just don't buy it. Just don't buy it. All right, next game on the board. We're on to game number 7 here. San Jose State is hosting Boise State this week, and Boise favored by 13.5 on this one. Looking at the number, I've got Boise minus 15.16, and then based on the last 4 weeks, I've got Boise minus 15.36. Let's look at some mismatches and figure out exactly where we are. This Boise pass defense is number 51 in PPA allowed per pass, but they're number 98 in yards allowed per attempt, number 108 in QBR allowed. San Jose State was swapping out quarterbacks, et cetera. It's one of the more frustrating things that I've seen all season. Stutzman was driving me nuts, the offensive coordinator. So San Jose State is number 22 in PPA margin, Boise number 13 in PPA margin. These two teams look like they should be pretty close to each other. I think that San Jose State is going to have some success passing the ball on Boise. On the other side, this defense for San Jose State, pretty good against the pass. Maddox Madsen had been getting better. Last week against Nevada, he did not look very good. Ashton Ginty, does San Jose State kind of load the box here? Do they force Madsen to beat them through the air? We'll see. I think they've got pretty decent corners. The weapons for Boise State are not great, but you know they're pretty good and probably better than what San Jose State has played most of the season. Number 20 in PPA per rush on defense for San Jose State. Boise is number 3 in that spot. Boise number 1 in yards per rush. San Jose State's defense number 34. They're number 27 in offensive line yards allowed is San Jose State. Boise is number 40 in that metric. Boise number 49 in stuff rate allowed. San Jose State number 39. I think that San Jose State's defense is going to be able to keep them in the game here a little bit. And you're getting to that point in the season where, yeah, Boise's talented, but they're not, like, drastically talented. They're not, you know, they're not so much better than their competition that they're just going to run out everybody. You saw that with Nevada last week. The Nevada game plan worked. Does San Jose State implement it? That's what I'm curious about. This thing sitting at 13.5 makes me feel weird because obviously I've got Boise favored by 15. You would think that I would go that direction, but I think San Jose State's going to hang around here. So let's go ahead and lock that one in. San Jose State plus at 13.5 on this one. Arizona State. Big 12 action. They go to Kansas State. And we'll go on and pull the numbers up because Kansas State favored by 7.5 on this one. Scataboo is, what, questionable? Doubtful? May not play this week. They were able to, you know, get a blocked kick and find different ways to score last week, did Arizona State. The Arizona State strength of schedule leaves a little bit to be desired. They're number 87 in current strength of schedule. They don't have a really good win on the resume. Kansas State, I've got them by 11 based on the last 4 weeks. I've got them by almost 9 points just based on the full season with, you know, power rating, et cetera, built in. This Arizona State defense is pretty good. They're not great. Kansas State, number 26 in offensive line yards. Arizona State's defense, number 65. But they're number 32 in PPA allowed per rush. Kansas State's number 14. So I do think Kansas State will have some success. Special teams efficiency, Kansas State number 11. And Arizona State number 128. I feel like some special team something is going to go Kansas State's way in this ballgame. So pay attention to that. On the other side, Kansas State's defense, they are built to stop the run. That's what Arizona State wants to do. They are number 22 in rush rate, 58.52%. They're number 16 in PPA per rush. They score a lot of touchdowns. They're number 13 in offensive line yards, number 22 in stuff rate allowed. Well, Kansas State is number 18 and number 12 in those metrics. Kansas State is built to defend the thing that Arizona State does best. The number is kind of high, but I think that Kansas State wants to get back on the right side of things. Both of these teams are 7-2. How crazy is that? I don't think Arizona State's going to be able to hang in this game. So let's go with Kansas State. Minus the 7.5, I'll trust the number. Good gracious, that's just bananas. All right, we carry on. Tennessee is an underdog on the road at Georgia. Georgia favored by 9.5 on this. I'll do that here in just a minute. So, let's go on and pull up the numbers. I've got Georgia favored by 3. And over the last 4 weeks, I've got Georgia favored by 2.769. The reason why this number is where it is, I believe, is because they're really not sure if Nico is going to play in this game. Of course, Nico, the quarterback for Tennessee here. Okay. Tennessee's defense is really good. I don't think they're quite to the level that Ole Miss is as far as being able to get after the quarterback, but they are number 2 in havoc created on the full season. They are number 4 in defensive PPA allowed per drive. Georgia's offense has got all kinds of problems. They throw the ball a lot because they can't get the running game going. They only run the ball 42% of the time. They throw the ball 57.44% of the time. That is number 22 in the country. The 22nd most passing in the country. People are about ready to get Mike Bobo out of there already. So the Georgia offense, number 64 in PPA per rush. They're number 83 in yards per rush. They are 46th in yards per attempt, 58th in PPA per pass. Tennessee's defense is good at stopping everything. They just are. But at the same time, Tennessee has played the number 35 current strength of schedule. Georgia has played the number 1 strength of schedule. So pay attention and do with that what you will. Georgia, significant advantage as far as special teams efficiency. On the other side, this Tennessee offense has not been great. The Georgia defense hasn't exactly been great either. Number 28 in PPA allowed per pass, number 37 in QBR allowed, number 18 in yards per rush allowed. But there's like little holes in there that you can take advantage of. And what I think here, while you're looking at these different numbers and you're figuring all this out, number 4 in five factors plus talent for Tennessee, number 5 for Georgia. Here's my issue. Tennessee under Josh Heupel has scored, 17, 13, and 10 against this Georgia defense. I think Kirby Smart just has them figured out. You saw this Georgia defense. They weren't able to do much last week against Ole Miss. But they're at home here at night. College game day is there. It's a whole other world. I think they're going to show up big. I know my number doesn't say it, but I'm going to roll with Georgia. I think they're going to be fired up here. I don't know that Tennessee can score here. Give me Georgia, -9.5. They are going to be amped to the gills on this one. All right. You guys know what time it is. Tickets are expensive. Every single year, every single day, every single week, whatever it is, everything that you want to go to, the tickets are expensive to get into it. So do yourself a favor and save money every time. TicketSmarter.com or the TicketSmarter mobile app. You can save money by using the promo codes WCE10 or WCE20. It's going to get you $10 off an order of $100 or more, or WCE20, that's WCE20. It's going to get you $20 off an order of $300 or more. We got the playoffs coming up. We got bowl games coming up, college basketball, NBA, baseball just wound down. But there's other things going on as well. Highly recommend that you check them out. Incredible third-party vendor. Go ahead and get your tickets for whatever it is that you want to go to. I know Shane Gillis is going on tour early next year. So if you want to go check him out, I highly, highly recommend that you check out TicketSmarter.com. Think smarter with TicketSmarter. And if you want to support the show, of course, we've got a web store over at winningcureseverything.com. Go check it out. A bunch of new designs, etc. And, of course, you can always do Betting CFB, which is where these stat sheets come from. BettingCFB.com. There's a link in the description for that. One more game to get to. Oregon at Wisconsin. Big time game. Camp Randall has hosted multiple of those thus far this season. So, Oregon by 14.5 right now. They've been rolling people. They've really been rolling people. But they, I mean, they're only 5-5 against the spread. They're 10-0 in overall record. My number on this right now has Oregon by 18.74. And my number based on the last 4 weeks has Oregon -26. If I'm not mistaken, Oregon has a bye week after this. I don't know what they're going to have to hold back. My first instinct would tell you to bet the first half. Because Oregon has shown this year that, and here, we'll go down here and take a look at it. Yeah, first half point margin, Oregon number 3 in the country, 13.8 on average. Second half point margin, only number 21, so they drop off a little bit. Although, now that I'm looking at it, Wisconsin better in the first half, not as good in the second half, so something to pay attention to with that. There's not a number that you can look at, well, of course. How about I pull up the sheet? Yeah, they're number 3 in first half point margin, number 21 in second half point margin. There you go. So for those on the podcast, I just didn't change my scene. That's the way it goes. Five factors plus talent, Oregon number 2, Wisconsin number 46. I think Oregon will be content to just run the ball because Wisconsin cannot stop it. Number 98 in PPA per rush, and Oregon is number 20 on offense. Oregon can pass some. I say some. They're number 12 in PPA per pass, number 14 in yards per attempt, number 8 in QBR. Wisconsin is number 60, number 28, number 46 in those metrics. As far as Wisconsin on offense, they have been running the ball more. I don't know that they're going to be able to run the ball very much on Oregon. Although Oregon, number 77 in offensive line yards allowed, number 113 in stuff rate created. Wisconsin is number 31 and number 28. But I think just talent-wise, Oregon's significantly better than this Wisconsin team. Success rate, everything points towards Oregon. I feel like Camp Randall at night is going to be fired up for this one. I'm going to go with like a backdoor cover here because Oregon is really just trying to not get anybody hurt before the Big Ten title game. And they're about to head into a bye week. So, you know, why not? Why not just get up early and then wait after that? So let's do it. My numbers say otherwise, but let's take Wisconsin on this. As far as the tiebreaker, how many total points will be scored in Tennessee versus Georgia? Let's flip it back over here and see what we got. 55. I don't know if I trust that. I don't think you're going to see a lot of scoring in this game. Let's go into that. Let's say 45. 45 there. Because I think Georgia's defense is going to shut them down, and I don't trust Georgia to be able to score a bunch of points. So why not? Why not? All right, let's do our recap. Taking Colorado, -9.5. Texas, -16.5. SMU, -16.5. Notre Dame, -23.5. Penn State, -28.5. South Carolina, -13.5. San Jose State, +13.5. Kansas State, -7.5. Georgia, -9.5. And Wisconsin, +14.5. Only two dogs on the whole thing. That sounds like a nightmare. Sounds like a nightmare waiting to happen. All right. You guys have been absolutely fantastic. Don't forget about Ticket Smarter. Don't forget about Ghost Leaves. Don't forget about Betting CFB. And, of course, the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Gary, by the way, if I didn't tell you that before, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. If you want to reach out to me, X is the easiest one. That is where I'm the most active. Oh, what a week. What a week. A lot of life changes going on for me right now, but we're still getting the content out. I say we. I'm still getting the content out. I'm still at the office. It's nighttime. It's dark. I got to go home at some point. So I think we're going to do that right now. You guys are fantastic. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me Gary@winningcureseverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.